This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Our number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quick nod to new sponsor, reloading specialist Dylan, your Dylan number one dealer, Crack and Pop. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dylan dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
All of them.
No matter what they are, they've got some of the, I mean, just crazy variety there. Now then, going back to the desk of John Farnham, we've already talked about your personal code. Let's talk about the lawman's code. I have friends that are lawmen, and I support them. I don't know where this comes from. It's from the Lawman TV series from the star Dan Russell. And it was Lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done. And so they sent for the badge and the gun of the Lawman. And as he silently rode where evil violently flowed, they knew he'd live or he'd die by the code of the Lawman. A man who rides all alone, and all that he'll ever own is just a badge and a gun. And he's known as the Lawman. For a lot of people, that leads to this call to service, you know. Being a police officer has got to be a thankless job. I mean, JT, he tells me about some of the stuff that goes on, and it sounds like a thankless job. Those principles of personal honor and duty, according to liberals, are obsolete. They're obsolete. And for people, the liberals tell us that we're a dying breed. Then we look at 23 September 16 in Washington State. An elected sheriff found himself unarmed and unable to protect himself, his wife, and five other innocent citizens who were shot to death in his presence at a shopping mall by a Turkish-born murderer. This sheriff wasn't carrying a gun that day and thus found himself every bit as helpless as the rest of the herd of clueless sheep wandering about the mall. And in the aftermath, that sheriff pathetically bleated. I wish that I'd been armed and proactively done something. Yeah, don't we all? Here is someone that is supposed to be the sheepdog, and this guy was asleep at the switch. And like all self-righteous hypocrites, he's now doing his best to justify his personal cowardice and incompetence. He's a disgrace to the profession of protecting people, to law enforcement, and to the code that those guys run around with every day. Voluntarily. It's voluntary. He should resign in shame and go back to eating the grass and looking around blankly. But in our enlightened era, he'll be praised by our liberal gun-hating media. Now, for those few sheepdogs that are still out there, wearing the badge, putting the stuff on, kissing the wife and the children goodbye, all the while, all the adults in the room, and maybe the children if they're of a certain age, looking at him as he, him or her, as they go out the door and get in their car and go to quote-unquote work, knowing that they might not come back that day. Going around armed is not an option. It is a way of life. And like a lot of people, in a lot of cases, this particular job, being a lawman, is not what they do, it's what they are. Today, two more cops out of Iowa were killed, ambushed. Suddenly, it's okay to attack them. We're told by certain people, like Clinton, that there is unjustified stuff happening. We're told by Obama that there's an imbalance there. Now, mind you, of course, that neither one of these people have ever actually been involved with law enforcement at all. They look at law enforcement and the military as beneath them. That's why they, I mean, casually, quite casually, they throw law enforcement under the bus. They hamstring the military on a regular basis. And in the meantime, you know, how many of us think about police officers on a daily basis? How many of us see them and wonder what their day was like before we saw them and wonder about their day after we see them? We see them on the street. We may see them in a store getting a cup of coffee or something else. How many of us know what they have seen? How many of us could cope with what they've had to see and work, you know? These guys have to go and see some stuff that, you know, in certain places at certain times, it's quite horrific. If they get there after the fact and there's been like a massacre going on, they walk in and find everything as it was left by the killer. Everything. No matter how heinous the act is. I mean, and you've read about some of the things that people do to people. Children, babies, your own babies. I mean, you've seen all that stuff. You've seen all the horror stories. The first people finding all of this are law enforcement. It's not the coroner. The coroner gets called by them. They have to go in and see this. And then sometimes they run in and they have to deal with somebody like this Vance cat, who my understanding is that the cops were shooting through their own windshields to take him down. This guy was fighting as anybody could. And, I mean, law enforcement has to fight just as ferociously to take them down because, you know, they're just like me and you, just people. So I sit back on a daily basis. I mean, I haven't talked to JT in a couple of days, and I need to call him. I need to know that he's okay. I just need to know that he's fine, that he's coping, and that everything's going well for him. That's what I need to know. And I'll do it. Because I wonder. I wonder a lot of times about what they see and what they do. If you fancy yourself as a protector, you know, you understand the malfeasance of that law officer when he saw these people get killed. This guy could walk around with a gun anywhere he needs to go, anywhere in the United States that he needs to go, by the way. And yet he chose not to do it. And we're not living in Mayberry anymore. That's only in the reruns. Today is a new day, and we need to look at it as such. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is a treatment for your weapon. Feel free to use it a lot. Check them out at frogroob.com. Now, what do you do? What happens when an anti-gun entity collides with another liberally protected member of another of a group or a protected group? Well, if there's guns involved, it doesn't matter. Guns are a common denominator that nobody can handle. And here, coming from the state of New Jersey, we have this. A Pennsylvania woman was arrested, denied legal counsel, and denied feminine hygiene products due to legal firearms locked securely in the trunk of her car after stopping to text her girlfriend. Our story all begins with Meg Fellenbaum when she stopped on the side of the road in Warren County, New Jersey, to text her girlfriend while on her way to their second residence in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Meg, who is gay, acquired and started training with firearms following a series of attacks perpetrated against her because she was gay. At the time, she had legally owned firearms in the trunk of her car, locked up and unloaded. Suddenly, a New Jersey State policeman was tapping at her window to see if she's okay and why she stopped on the side of the road. Meg assured him that she was okay and had just stopped to text her girlfriend because texting and driving is against the law. The officer returned to his patrol vehicle. What he probably did at that point was run her tag. Okay? More on that in a minute. This is where her nightmare began. Not even a minute later, she was about to pull back onto the road. The officer was back at her window. The officer said he noticed a single bullet lying on her backseat floor and asked if she was carrying a firearm at the time. She replied, no. Technically, she was correct. She was not carrying one on her person. She was not carrying a firearm on her at the time and added that she does have a permit to carry in Pennsylvania. The officer then asked to see her Pennsylvania carry permit, which she produced immediately. The officer informed her that that permit had expired in February, which is odd because New Jersey doesn't recognize Pennsylvania carry permits anyway, whether they're in date or out of date. As many other incidents have they've highlighted that. Ask Janine Allen. At this point, she is asked to step out of the car, and when she does, she is immediately handcuffed and read her Miranda rights. Confused why this is happening to her, she asks what's going on. The officer replied that she was not under arrest, but that she was being handcuffed for her safety. Thanks. I appreciate that. She never actually saw the bullet in question that the officers had mentioned, or that it was, as the police claimed, a hollow point. See, in New Jersey, a hollow point is big and bad. Patrol car door is opened up and a clipboard is handed to Meg with the officers advising her to sign this consent to a search of her vehicle. After refusing to consent, an officer on the scene exclaimed, great, looks like we're going to have to do this the hard way. Let's get it towed to the station. Meg is then driven to the police station, still unaware of what she's being detained for. After arriving at the station, handcuffed to the bench, where she remained for over 10 hours, being intimidated and interrogated by the police demanding she consent to a search of her vehicle. During this 10 hours, and, you know, I don't mean this in the wrong way, but I would hesitate to guess that maybe she might be a Clinton backer. Whatever she is not, she doesn't strike me as one of these tactical operators, you know. She didn't go to SEER school, Survival, Escape, Evasion, and Resistance. During this 10 hours, she suffered multiple panic attacks, and during the stress of the event, some other things began, and she asked for some feminine hygiene product from the officers, and, well, they turned that down too, just like her request for her lawyer and a phone call. It was denied and told they did not have any at the station. So after many threats and being denied legal counsel and a phone call, the officers then told her that she had screwed up, made the judge mad, and that they were going to get into her car one way or another. She was told that she could forget the officers telling the judge she cooperated with them and charging her with the alleged bullet they found in the car. Now, she was beginning to come apart at the seams, and she asked once again for her phone call home to let her family know what was happening. They told her if she wanted her family to know, they would call them for it. At that point, she once again asked for her constitutionally guaranteed right to a lawyer, and that was laughed at. To make matters worse, she was in jail for a week. They did finally provide her with certain products, but she lost income due to that. Her grandmother, who Meg is her primary caretaker, fell twice since nobody was there to assist her. All this because she had a legally owned firearm locked in the trunk of her car per federal transport laws and allegedly a single round on the back floor of her vehicle. Now, once again, here we have someone who is not a member of something like Second Call Defense. So the New Jersey Second Amendment Association is trying to help her raise funds because she's going to need tens of thousands of dollars to cover her legal fees. From the police report, she was charged with the following: unlawful possession of weapons, possession of hollow tip ammunition, which we call them hollow points. That's why I can't pronounce it because I've never seen it put that way. And they also charged her with criminal trespass because when she pulled over to text her girlfriend, she was on private property. So in order to comply with the law, she broke the law. This only happens in New Jersey. I don't understand why anybody who owns a gun would. I mean, I don't even want to fly over New Jersey. Thankfully, I don't have to worry about that. Thankfully, people of New Jersey, I mean, Ammo Land is out of New Jersey. My pal Anthony Calandro, he's out of New Jersey. I don't know what to say. This is horrible. It's horrible it happened to her. Take the steps to protect yourself. If you're going to travel with a gun, look at where you're going to drive and make sure that you are complying with the law. And if you're in New Jersey, understand that even if you are complying with the law, that may not be enough. If you have a concealed carry permit, they're going to know that based upon running your tag. They're going to tie it to the registration of your vehicle. That's why they came and found this hollow tip bullet that nobody's ever seen. That's how they found that. So keep all of that in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And quick nod to new sponsor Kraken Pop. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Kraken Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Kraken Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. KrakenPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Oh, yeah.
Every single piece you could possibly imagine. I mean, I've got stuff coming to me that I didn't even know I needed, but it's coming. That will be the Crack and Pop Lock and Load Reloading Project. Been a while since I did it. Don't know what I'm going to be doing. They're going to help me do it. You'll get to see all of it. You know what? If you want to create worse weapons, all you need to do is restrict legal access to weapons of all sorts. From that, you will get a lot worse than they could have bought at the gun shop, I can tell you that. Coming from the Washington Post, we get this. DIY submachine guns are popping up across the West Bank. This is from a piece about a weapon that was repeatedly played a role in Palestinian attacks upon Israelis. The guns are of a common type known as the Carlo, based on the Swedish Carl Gustav M45, which dates back to the World War II era. The article added that hundreds of the submachine guns have been confiscated over the past year in raids staged on 35 mechanic shops that were cranking them out. The Carlo has remained so popular because of how little machinery and technical know-how is required to produce it. This is coming from Times of Israel. A drill press, some welding equipment, and blueprints from the internet are all that's needed to create one of these potentially devastating weapons. They're not potentially devastating. If they're put together and they got ammo, they are devastating. Story lamented that it's nearly impossible to prevent its production. Yeah. Yes, it is. Life finds a way. Thank you, Mr. Malcolm. Ironically, Israelis themselves relied on homemade submachine guns during their war of independence, and in their case, they knocked off copies of the British-designed Sten gun and fed them with ammunition manufactured in a clandestine factory beneath a laundry. Similarly to the weapon copied by the West Bank mechanics, the Sten used simple stamped metal components and minor welding, which required minimal machining and manufacturing, according to Wikipedia. That simplicity is a feature of many simple sheet metal submachine guns dating to that war era. So, desperate to satisfy the need to produce massive numbers of guns in short order, designers crafted weapons that could be made in any number of existing shops using general-purpose machinery. Long before 3D printers and CNC milling machines drove headlines about DIY firearms, those characteristics made such weapons natural choices for various insurgencies battling governments and regions across the world. Because they're so easy to produce, submachine guns also become a natural go-to for non-political manufacturing countries that have strict gun control regimes. Brazil seems to be an especially fertile source for homemade automatic weapons. There's an online cottage industry in tracking Brazilian police announcements of gun confiscations and posting photos of the creative copies of commercially produced weapons, as well as weirdly innovative original designs. Unsurprisingly, Brazil has a thriving market for Sten guns and the like made in car repair shops because it has a severely constrained legal market for firearms. Brazilians have to jump through hoops to get government permission to purchase guns, and even if they satisfy all requirements, police can say no on a whim. This leaves many residents of the country without a legal means to protect themselves from the country's extremely busy criminal class. 60,000 murders every year, according to some estimates. Remember, Brazil is part of the BRIC, okay? Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Now, these criminals are, of course, well-armed, courtesy of that black market that I'm describing right now. Some of the country's lawmakers want to make it less daunting to legally own the means of self-defense, but for now, guns remain easily available only to those willing to break the law, which leaves opportunity for DIY manufacturers. Australia also has famously restrictive gun laws of such exquisite legislative perfection that they bear emulation, according to, Pantsuit. Except that the Australian government is a tad upset about gun smuggling by outlaw gangs and the hundreds of thousands of illegal firearms in circulation. They've got another amnesty for owners to surrender illegal weapons, although Sydney University gun policy analyst Philip Alpers told NBC News that he expects it to produce only rubbish guns that nobody values. Because if you've gone through the trouble and expense of purchasing one of the perfectly constructed MAC-10 machine guns manufactured by a jeweler, turned underground arms dealer, why would you surrender it? Just like in Brazil, diversity is characteristic of Australia's illegal arms makers who also produce submachine guns, inspired by the late Philip Luttey, a Briton who created designs intended for home manufacture. He was in prison for his troubles, but his plans are still out there. 10% or more of illegal guns seized by Australian police are produced by underground armorers with powerful and easily made submachine guns featuring prominently among them. Australia is a much safer country than Brazil and has a lower homicide rate than the United States, but at least one academic assessment has concluded that the crime rate seems to fluctuate independently of gun ownership. That new gun amnesty is motivated not just by a black market, but by a spike in crime, including murder. Because once again, restrictions on the legal ownership of guns have the greatest impact on the most law-abiding segment of society who submit with very little resistance. They simultaneously fuel the black market, and that leaves predators with a real advantage relative to their prey. And if you're going to make something illegally, you might as well get the most bang for your buck out of that means that you have at hand. If you're looking to supply the demand for drugs, you cook meth in motel room laboratories. And if you're supplying the illegals' arms market, you download the plans for a Sten gun to a laptop in a brake repair shop. Whether they're on the West Bank or in Sao Paulo or Sydney, history demonstrates that if you want people to start making their own submachine guns, all you have to do is legally restrict their access to firearms of all sorts. Life will find a way. There is no vacuum, ever. If there's no law-abiding people with guns, understand that the criminals will have guns. They will acquire guns. They will make guns where there were no guns. No serial numbers. No tracking. No ATF. No nothing. They will make them. Anybody can go to Lowe's and get the stuff to make a gun. You can get the materials and the tools. So, smoke that, gun grabbers. Why don't you? Yeah, smoke on that. Why don't you? Last time I give it back to GCN, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, which I forgot my new thing. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Glue.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Glue. Frog Glue was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Glue eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Real quick, just because it was brought up in the chat room, okay, about the bumper music. All right? With the show... The show streams with a video stream, and it originates with Google Plus, and then it streams on YouTube. And because I stream on AmmoLand with this, AmmoLand likes for the show to stay up. So once I record the YouTube video has to stay up in order for me to help AmmoLand, because AmmoLand sends out an email with that leading, in some cases, is one of the articles to look at. And so for that reason, I leave it up. Now, putting a video on YouTube means that you're sticking something out there through posterity that could be earning some money. And in some cases with YouTube, we're talking a lot of money. So my old bumps, I had picked them out. Some of them music you've never heard. Some of them music that had come from old standards. The Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Apparently is a very highly protected, monetized by another source song, because I kept getting hit over that one over and over and over again. Sometimes I get hit for five different songs, sometimes just for one. So I decided to just go with royalty-free music. And I went out and purchased a library of said music, and it is now part of the bumps. And this way, with YouTube, I don't have to hassle with them anymore. I've been signed by a YouTube development company to help me out with the channel. So everything that I'm doing now, I'm trying to monetize. It's just me trying to, earn a living. That's all it boils down to. Plus, I do want to be a YouTube. I want to go to, what do they call it? I want to go to the Buffer. I want to go to the Buffer Awards. I want to be the first gun guy to go to the Buffer Awards. I'd certainly be the oldest one there. Coming from the founding director of gunpolicy.org, Philip Alpers, we get this. He says, it doesn't matter which candidate is elected the next leader of the free world next Tuesday, stricter gun control is inevitable. Gunpolicy.org is an organization devoted to publishing facts and figures on gun violence and gun control. It's hosted by the Sydney School of Public Health at the University of Sydney in Australia. Alpers says it doesn't matter what Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump think about gun control. American citizens will not continue to tolerate an ever-worsening state of armed violence. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. We just had a poll here where over 60% of us think a quote-unquote so-called assault weapon ban, or as I would call it, a personal defense weapon, a ban on those semi-automatic weapons. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that, even though Hillary's campaigning on it. And he's out there pushing the he said this in an op-ed that was published by the Clinton News Network. He said, there must come a time when solutions already tested and championed by the United States are deployed to reduce the country's toll of 33,000 firearm-related deaths each year. Well, he'd have to go after handguns. And let's go on the extreme end of this, shall we? Let's just say there are 660 million guns in this country. Who's going to go get them? Who, Philip? Now, of course, he goes into the comparison of the automobile. He notes that automobiles have endured decades of evidence-based public health measures with licensing and registration that didn't lead to mass confiscation, an argument often presented by public health researchers. Cars remain objects of maleness, power, and freedom. He calls armed violence a public health problem, says the gun lobby in America has suppressed research into the problem for 20 years, according to his references. You know what? It's a constitutional subject there, Mr. Alpers. And you know what? You are a subject of a monarchy. One-third of your government is a monarchy. Okay? You didn't have a constitution like ours. We have this pesky Second Amendment thing in place. Of course, we'll get to that in just a second. for some reason, he believes that see, there's been plenty of gun research. There's lots of gun research out there. And believe me, some of these guys, Gary Kleck, John Lott. John Lott is not a pro-gun guy. He's an anti-crime guy. Now, his data brings him down on the pro-gun side because what he finds is what he finds. Gary Kleck, same way, ACLU member, Democrat. He's probably going to vote for Hillary. These guys are just statisticians and criminologists that just crunch numbers. And the numbers, whether you're an ACLU member or an economist like John Lott, who's sort of apolitical, come up the same way, where it's cratering. There's no epidemic of gun violence. It's going down. It's almost like we have a vaccine for it. He wrote, imagine the outcry. For two decades, the transportation industry lobby had managed to choke off all federal funds for road safety research. What Congress did was said you don't get to make an agenda out of going after a constitutionally protected right with the CDC. That's what they said. Now, he wasn't finished, though, Mr. Alpers. He decided to go after the Second Amendment, too. He said, unique to the United States, the Second Amendment to the Constitution is just that, an amendment. Americans are free to change an outdated law when they so choose. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We got to have a constitutional convention which throws everything open. And then I think it's 36 or 38 states that have to ratify it in order for it to be pushed. And, it's just easy as that. And he says that long-term public health efforts will prevail and they will save countless lives. Background checks, micro-stamping of guns and ammunition is a crime-busting tool. Smart guns. They can only be fired by the owner. Even licensing and registration, he says, are what will slowly become the norm. Says this pair of presidential candidates will be long gone, but America's children will insist. This is their view. He doesn't care if he sees it in his lifetime. The gun grabbers here don't see if they see it in their lifetime. They're patient. I don't know why they are so patient. I don't know why it matters so much to them. I myself, when my time comes, because I've sort of flirted with the fringes of that, when my time comes, what is of this earth will not matter to me at all. I'm going somewhere else. My long view is that I will have done everything I can do to protect innocence and protect liberty. For all of those people out there that claim to be pro-choice, for some reason, they're always wanting to legislate your choices. Have you ever noticed that? If it's about choice, how come they're always wanting to take away choices? What if I choose not to believe in, say, gun control? Does that mean that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one, if we're going to go Star Trek on me there? I don't think so. I didn't put on the uniform. I didn't give up 7 years of my life, the best of my youth. Okay? That's what everybody that's in the uniform of the military gives up, the best of their youth, to this country to come back and find out that the country we defended, the politicians that we enabled, the Constitution we tried to defend, the Constitution's on fire, the politicians are running amok. Might be the time one last time to strap up and maybe go hunting, which is something they really don't want us to do. They really don't want that, believe me. And more importantly, that's something we don't want to do, but that doesn't mean we won't. That's the part that they don't quite get. Politicians of today, they look around, they look at the way, they look where they're at, and they think, this is the world. That is not the world. That's a room. The world is a much more dangerous place. It's much more volatile. And we own it. Tomorrow night, we'll be joined by Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. More from the Alien Gear Holsters blog. We'll do it again in 21 hours. It's never been about gun control. It has always been about total control. Everybody stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, Theatrical Screenings on Demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.